For 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was in the wilderness, fasting, praying, contemplating, wondering, being. You see, the temptations, the testing, whatever, of Jesus, it's really a struggle. It's not even really so much that the evil, the devil, Satan, the tempter, whatever we call that, came to him. It's what it means to reform our relationship with God. See, Jesus answered the devil, the tempter, with words from Scripture. But the tempter used words from Scripture for Jesus as well. In this story, the question becomes, what do we do to deform our relationship with God? We do lots of stuff every day. What do we do to deform our relationship with God? You see, Lent is a time to look at those temptations, to invite ourselves into a time of really refocusing ourselves, our lives, our beings on God. And sometimes that needs to be done in solitude, and sometimes that needs to be done in community, but it always needs to be done in relationship with God. So maybe what we need to do is not just avoid our own demons, but to confront those demons like Jesus did. So a few years ago, I was at an Ash Wednesday service that I was leading, and I had been arguing for quite a while. Just we were in a disagreement with a friend of mine. And we both were being pig-headed about something. I don't even remember what it was, but we were being pig-headed about something, both of us. And I stood at the Ash Wednesday service, and I was giving ashes, saying, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return," and opening myself up for communion. And how could I stand there and ask you to look at your relationships, look at your demons, look at the things that you were avoiding if I wasn't doing that myself? And this overarching spirit came upon me. And the forgiveness that I had not been offering happened. You see, I could hardly move at that point, because I was so overcome with opening myself up to be in relationship. That's what it means to be in relationship with God. And sometimes we forget that we think that it might just be us that need to be in relationship to God, but it's everybody that needs to be in relationship with God. Watch this. You see, I think that's what Jesus was doing in the temptations, is that he was breathing the breath of God. I think that's what we're all called to do, that Jesus can deliver life to us. We all struggle, every last one of us. So this Lent, let's be about building relationships, not just with all of us in here, and that's good, but out in the world as well. To look outside ourselves, to trust God, and to breathe deep the breath of God. To forgive, to show gratitude, to give, to observe a holy Lent, to open ourselves up, breathe deep the breath of God. I invite you to that. Amen.